bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Megan. Megan roomed with Alex and I when we went to Star Wars Celebration, and we just had the best time. She is so delightful, super awesome, and always down to fangirl with you. She's also living a real-life fandom fairy tale. So without further ado, welcome to episode 31 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey Alex and Shannon, it's Megan. Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to share my Star Wars story. So how did I get into Star Wars? Well, it all began when I was 3 years old and I heard that iconic John Williams fanfare of Star Wars, and I was hooked. It was the music that brought me in. My dad was watching Empire Strikes Back on TVS or one of those stations way back in the early 90s, and I was enamored. And from then on, at elementary school, I transitioned to reading EU books between the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy. I love Luke and Mara Jade. I love the Darth Cadius. Is that how you pronounce that? But that's how I say it. Darth Cadius line there. And one of my favorite books out of the EU is called Vector Prime. It's a book where, and I'm spoiling this for you if you haven't read it yet, but it's a book where Chewie dies, and please don't at me. It's a very heroic death, and he saves war refugees as a part of, you know, him dying. So it's really epic and great. So that was one of the ones I really loved reading. You know, it was a while until the prequels came out, and I was also just enamored with Anakin and Padme and their love story. I just thought that was just wonderful and fun. I also loved seeing Anakin's trajectory and how he became Vader, the how and the why, because from the original trilogy, we know there's Vader, but we don't know the backstory. And I think as a, you know, an older kid, I wasn't quite a preteen yet, but as an older kid transitioning into being a teenager over the span of when the prequels were released, I just really found that story to be compelling and fascinating. I went to the midnight premiere of Revenge with the Sith, my very first PG-13 movie with my stepdad, and I loved it. The drama of that final fall and descent of Anakin into becoming Darth Vader fully. I think Padme's death was like really sad for me. You know, if at all possible in crazy Star Wars world, if something of Padme could come back in this next movie, that would be really wonderful. And, you know, it was several years in between the prequels and, you know, Clone Wars until we hit the sequel trilogy. And in between that time, you know, I wasn't really super focused on anything Star Wars, wasn't really in my view. I think much like Shannon had shared in her Star Wars story, there was just a certain way you had to act and a certain way you had to talk about Star Wars if you were a fan, and I just didn't relate to most of the stuff that people were talking about at the time in between the prequels and the sequel trilogy. So I was very Harry Potter then. And then The Force Awakens comes out, and I was hooked again because of the Rey and Kylo Ren dynamic. I'm a sucker for the star-crossed lovers, enemies to lovers trope in books. Super guilty of loving that. And I also was fascinated with finding out how our other characters were doing. So from The Force Awakens, we see, you know, Han and Leia again, and where is Luke and what is going on? You know, I was really excited to see that story continue. How do I engage in fandom? I, as a kid, would read books, anything that I could read about, and I really loved, if you could get a book in my hands, I was happy. As a teen and adult, the internet is primarily how I do fandom. You know, for when I was a teenager, I was like reading blogs and fan fiction and like fan theories. I was an avid reader of fan fiction and Harry Potter and just like reading people's blogs about what they thought things would be. And, you know, those blogs were actually meta, which I don't think I would have known as a teenager, but it was great. And then, of course, social media. Now and as an adult, I still read blogs and fan fiction, but I'm very into Twitter and listening to podcasts as well. And I was looking for community in my fandom. As a kid, I think it was just like reading the books was learning more about the story, and now as a teenager and as an adult, I'm really interested in synthesizing that story, understanding it, and figuring out how we can apply elements of this storytelling to our own lives, and what that looks like and what we can learn from these fictional characters, right? And I think, again, similar to Shannon's experience, I just didn't find the community that I wanted to talk about Star Wars stuff about, because I wanted to talk about redemption. I wanted to talk about love. I wanted to talk about those big themes throughout Star Wars and how they all connect over everything. And no one was talking about that. Everyone was much more interested in Luke's story and what that means, especially with this new sequel trilogy. And I was kind of like, I'm interested in talking about that, but it's definitely not from the angle you are, you know, you being like the people who weren't talking about the same things I wanted to talk about. And I appreciate all those things. I totally understand and see the perspective of people who enjoy Star Wars from a different place than I do, but I really wanted to talk about that with other people, so I was really excited to kind of find more Reylo fandom people on Twitter, and ended up talking with a lot of them, and a lot of you Reylo fans are some of my dearest friends online. I'm so grateful for all of you. So, and that leads me into, like, how did Star Wars impact my life? The overarching themes of redemption and love are just a big part of my life in general. Those themes pop up in most of the media and things that I consume. Books, podcasts, data and research. Like, I really love those themes of redemption and love, and a lot of that has to do with my faith background. I am someone who believes in Jesus and the Bible, and in that faith community, we are really tied to the ideas of redemption and love, and what that means for people. And again, you know, it's good storytelling, right? We want to know how we can come back from ugliness and just being kind of awful towards other people. And the other way Star Wars has impacted my life is my marriage. So I met my husband Zach on Star Wars Twitter. Shout out to @OpesKenobes Jim of a Star Wars comic. He tweeted about an Obi-Wan movie, like the possibility of that, and what, like, that would be so cool. I replied to it, and Zach saw me, and he looked at my Twitter profile, looked at all the things we shared in common, and he shot his shot. So thanks, Star Wars, for my marriage. It was great. Now, you know, another way Star Wars has impacted my life, you'll see me tweet on Sunday nights. I play a Star Wars role play game with several of my friends, and I play an Ewok. And let me tell you guys, Ewoks are some of the most fun characters to play. I love playing her, my little Ewok. What am I looking most forward to in Star Wars this year? I'm definitely looking forward to The Rise of Skywalker. I think the most fun thing was going to Celebration, and I was so fortunate to have both Shannon and Alex as my roommates, and we watched the 9 panel together at the Skytalkers like pre-panel prep, and it was just incredible. I was floored from that moment on. It was like, we didn't know anything, and now we're seeing all this footage. I'm pumped. I'm interested in the end of the Skywalker saga, that being wrapped up and seeing what that looks like. And of course, I want to see how Reylo plays out in any way possible. And I am pumped about The Mandalorian in November. Like, we got to see The Mandalorian panel at Star Wars Celebration, and that was incredible. So I'm really interested in that story, really interested in the live action part of Star Wars being a TV show. It's really cool. And then, you know, looking forward a little past the end of this year and into next year in 2020, The Clone Wars is supposed to come out, so the new season. So I'm really excited for that too. Yeah, so I'll kind of wrap this up and share some of my like last thoughts about my Star Wars story with you guys. You know, music is what hooked me into Star Wars, so I love music, and especially John Williams and his composition style. I love the world that Star Wars creates, and the themes that are just persistent throughout the stories. And I love the animation part of the Star Wars franchise. You know, y'all, be kind on social media. Remember, there are humans on the other side of the screen. We all have our own thoughts and opinions and wonderful things we love about Star Wars, but it's just really important to remember that there's a person behind all of those tweets that we're all seeing, and I would encourage everyone to lead with kindness. And final thought, thank you to Alex and Shannon for the opportunity to share my story. Again, I love how you all are highlighting women and their experience in the Star Wars fandom and what we love about Star Wars. It's great to have a platform to share. If y'all want, you can follow me on Twitter at mcamparmstrong. Look for all of my crazy tweets about playing a teenage Force user Ewok with a tragic backstory. So, hope you're having a great day. Bye now.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Megan, and you can find her on Twitter at mcamparmstrong. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!